Right, let's have a bit of a look at the world of music for a second and hear about a band who look to bring the live music experience, the iconic experience of the band Thin Lizzy to Yorkshire later this week. We're joined by the lead singer of Limehouse Lizzy, Wayne Ellis. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you, sir? You okay?
I'm great, thanks. Can't complain.
Now, when it comes to iconic bands, I don't think there is a name. Oh, they're certainly high up on the list of iconic bands of the era of the 70s. Talk me through, for those who aren't maybe as familiar with them, Wayne, talk me through the story of the band, but also then their way into your life.
Well, only briefly, Thin Lizzy, as you say, iconic Irish band with a frontman, very distinctive frontman, mixed race, came through the late 60s. Three-piece early in the 70s, found a way mid-70s as a four-piece with the famous twin guitar harmonies. Great hits like The Boys Are Back in Town, Rosalie, Whiskey in the Jar, until Phil Lynott's sad demise in 86.
And what about for you? What was it about Thin Lizzy that grabbed your attention, first of all?
I was a young kid at they had grammar schools back in the day, and I'm not telling my age. My parents are Jamaicans. I was like the only black kid at the school. And I was brought up on a diet of soul and funk and reggae, but the lads at school, they weren't having it, so I was forced to listen to rock. And I remember it very clearly, the real epiphany moment, as they say, is I was watching a local programme on TV, heard a song I really liked, looked up, and I saw this guy who I looked half like anyway. Looked fantastic, and I was hooked from then. And I went on to play in a lot of great bands, soul bands, funk bands, even early Lisa Stansfield Band, the great soul singer. But Phil Lynott was always my inspiration.
Now, when it comes to creating the experience that is similar to a band of this size and this kind of stature, I imagine that when you're actually there on stage, particularly in the early days, this puts a lot of pressure on you as a performer.
You're absolutely right, because you can almost construe it as an arrogance, because you think, yeah, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do this, and then it comes to your first gig, you think, God, who said I could do this? To like emulate one of the biggest talents in the world at that time, you know, and it all comes crashing down on you. I studied it very carefully. I'm surrounded by great musicians in my band, always have been, so I've been very lucky that way. And it's not even just getting the notes right, it's that vibe, if you know what I mean. You know, that real feeling of you're listening to the real thing. That's what Lima is. I've really tried to go the extra mile with, and the feedback says that we're getting even half right.
Now, when it comes to the performing as well, this is where, I guess, phraseology we've got to be very careful with, because you are not trying to be Phil Lynott in this. I guess you're trying to put the Wayne Ellis spin on what Phil Lynott did. So it's not as though you play Phil Lynott in the band. You see where I'm going with this? You still have to try and put your own personality on it, but also keep that Phil Lynott stamp. Is that a really difficult thing for you to try and do, to try and emulate?
You've hit it spot on there, actually. It's a great description because as I said earlier, I realised he was such a unique character. I thought, as soon as you start trying to ape him, you know, and do exactly like him, you'll always just come off as like a facsimile of him, you know, a carbon copy. Not a carbon copy, even. Just a second-rate copy. So I studied a lot, then put everything away. I thought, whatever sticks. I've got the physical attributes, like, you know, a black guy singing and playing bass. That's a fortunate set of circumstances. But after that, like I say, it's more the spirit of it. I mean, I do have great banter with the audience, which, again, I'm very lucky I can do, which Phil Lynott had. He was really well known for, you know, equally his vocal talents and so on. But, yeah, you've got it on the head. It's not trying to copy them. I think it's where a lot of bands go wrong. It's trying to evoke the spirit of it, which I know it sounds a bit corny, but that's really what we're about.
You guys are also receiving and have received throughout the time you've been together as a band, you've received a lot of praise from a lot of big names within the music industry.
Again, we're very fortunate. The lads work very hard and they really deserve it. I think Thin Lizzy, as well as being a great band, they seem to have a lot of great affection in the industry. Phil was such a character. I lived in London 14 years. The amount of people I was lucky enough to meet in the industry actually knew Phil personally and said he was a great guy. And that alone was enough for them to come and see us. And like I say, we've been going so long, it'd be shameful if we didn't do it well 20-odd years down the line. So I think we hold all ends up. We've got the affection that Lizzie had, and when people come and see us, we can do a faithful enough representation that we tick all the boxes, as they say.
Now, you guys, I know, are very busy with touring. I've looked at your schedule for the next month or so, and you guys are very busy. I know that on Friday you're going to be in Wakefield at Warehouse 23. For those who are coming, and maybe those who are still contemplating coming, what kind of show, apart from, as we've discussed, kind of the obvious things, but what kind of things? I mean, are there lots of pyrotechnics? Is it a big light show? What's the kind of thing with the live performance for you guys?
Yes to everything. We've got pyro, we've got leather, we've got hair, we've got great songs. I would implore anybody to come and see it. Like I said, I'm very proud of the act. It's been going quite a while. It's proven. It's a great night. And I think the worst thing people can say about Limehouse is it's not for me, but they could never call us a bad band. I think we always give more than value for money. And I'm very conscious about saying this because I think they're very easy lines to trot out. But like I say, it's proven over the years. And it's just a case of drawing people in, welding them to us. And I think the performance really stands up. I'm very, very proud of it. So I'd implore people to come and see us. We'll get the whole nine yards. Anything you expect from a live rock act, it's there in spades. It really is.
One final question from me. What's usually the biggest song that you play, the one that gets the most reaction from the crowd?
Oh, you know, I mean, strange. You think the boys are back in town, and you think either Whiskey in the Jar, one or the other, but hot on the heels are the Gary Moore songs. We did a small tribute to Gary Moore early on, and then we've collected it two songs. Either Prison Walkways are out in the fields, and my guitarist, Tim Reed, he does the Gary Moore part, both on guitar and vocally, and they get massive reaction.
Well, I think it's going to be a good gig on Friday night. Wayne Ellis from the band Limehouse, Lizzie, thank you for joining us. Enjoy the gig on Friday and best of luck with the tour as well.
My pleasure, thanks.